Banks are foreclosing on relatively few homes right now. We will go deeper. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Back in 2009 and 2010, it seemed like I'd never get to say the following words. Home mortgage foreclosure filings in the U.S. are now at an all-time low, down more than 80% since the tail of the housing crisis in 2010. That's according to a report today by Adam Data Solutions. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
It's not just that fewer properties are going into foreclosure. It's that lenders are giving borrowers more time to turn things around. Todd Tita led the Adam study and says we're seeing the effects of Dodd-Frank on housing.
As a result of that, and as a result of the Great Recession, there was a stigma to being very aggressive.
Now lenders are willing to work out the kinks with borrowers, but they're also being picky about who they give loans to. Susan Wachter teaches real estate at Wharton. She says that keeps many people out of the market.
Particularly low to moderate income households, which are first-time buyers.
Plus, she says in some areas, home prices are as high as they were during the bubble's peak.
So we see rentership growing as opposed to home ownership. And this is the new crisis for many Americans.
The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau is proposing rollbacks to give easier access to loans. But Wachter warns if it gets too easy, we could go back to where we were 10 years ago. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Business media opted to start running their Dow Jones Industrial Average at 30,000 stories over the last 12 hours, which is an odd choice given that the Dow ended the day nearly 1,000 points shy of 30,000, 29,030. This morning, it's up another 128 points, not quite 0.5%, with another 842 points or so to go. At recent rates of increase, we might or might not see 30,000 by maybe mid-February. Not that market timing is ever possible. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this. Nancy, longer-term view, the Dow is up 19% in a year. Context?
Well, the economy is continuing to grow slowly. The partial trade deal with China signed yesterday gets rid of some uncertainty. Also, with the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates so low, investors aren't making much from just parking their money in the bank, so they have to invest in riskier things like stocks.
Yeah. Now, this high makes some people nervous. Why get greedy? Nancy, the advice on selling if and when we get to 30K?
David, you really can't time the market. In fact, there's a study from Willis Investment Counsel, an investment advisory firm, and it found that investors who try to time the market lose 1 to 2% a year. So you have to have a strategy for when markets fall. Maybe your strategy is just to sit tight and ride it out.
So markets will rise forever and ever and ever and ever and ever?
No, they won't. In fact, they could fall if there's more uncertainty around trade. Congress still has to approve the new NAFTA, remember, and the U.S. doesn't just have trade disputes with China.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Let's do the numbers. We mentioned the Dow is up 0.4%, S&P up 0.5%, NASDAQ up 0.7%, 10-year Treasury yield up at 1.81%. Microsoft, Apple, and BMW are among companies that have signed a letter to the European Commission calling on Europe to draw up guidelines to crack down on patent trolls, people they see as gaming Europe's patent system. The Financial Times reports some judges in Europe tend to issue broad injunctions against products when a single patent may be infringed.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we have the Home Shopping Channel. In China, tech companies have created their own streaming video versions led by Taobao, owned by Alibaba, the Amazon of Asia and beyond. Taobao has 60,000 live stream shopping shows run by stores or influencers. At one point last year, 9 million people were watching these. And when Kim Kardashian showed up with one Taobao influencer to sell one of her perfumes, 15,000 bottles went out the door in minutes. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak takes us behind the scenes of how these influencers do it.
Eva Wong and her co-host and boyfriend Sam Tian started their live stream channel on Taobao 2 months ago. They sell face creams and other beauty products. Eva's the expert of the two. And Sam, a former ad salesman, is there to support Eva and sometimes launches into an impromptu karaoke session. This one starts with a piano solo. Then Sam addresses fans directly.
Hey, Sister Xi'an, have you decided whether to put your child into piano lessons?
Treat the viewers like family, Sam says, and get them good deals. Like when Eva helps a Taobao shop promote a $12 Japanese mouthwash, Sam says he'll ask the owner for a discount. He leaves for a few minutes and returns disappointed.
The owner said she'll offer our viewers $3 off on the first 5 bottles.
65.
5 bottles? What can we do with that?
She wants an attention-grabbing sale to push people to buy so she can earn commissions. But it's hard for her and Sam to negotiate big discounts. They only have 1,600 channel subscribers. Most come from small cities and are looking for entertainment. At one point, Sam removes his sock and points a bare foot at the camera.
Look, 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 look. I used to have a lot of dead skin falling off my foot after a shower, but look how smooth it is now.
His cure? An $8 Japanese horse oil. Guaranteed real, says Sam.
Any product that is not genuine, we will be responsible.
Sam and Eva act as a safety net because a lot of Chinese consumers worry about buying on Taobao. Too many counterfeits. So much so, Taobao is on the U.S. Trade Representative blacklist. At the end of a 6-hour broadcast, they sold only 20 items. But Sam says once they get more viewers, they can make at least $4,000 a month, more than what they earned doing ad sales and teaching. In Hangzhou, China, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
While we're talking streaming, Comcast is meeting with investors today to talk about its late-to-the-game Hulu-style thing it'll call Peacock. Cheers, Parks and Rec. We'll know more after the briefing. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.